You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Matter. Yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Matter. Yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready?
Good evening, Brown Holy Water. Welcome to another edition. Happy to see everybody here. You know, hope everybody's day is going good. It's hot as fuck, but let's not complain, man. We love this. It's Handsome Lie in the building. Y'all already know what it is. Southside's finest. I have my man to my right.
Black Success, 2940 with 29s on me. Y'all already know what it is. Get y'all brunch tickets. Hurry the fuck up. It's almost sold out. You heard?
It's definitely almost sold out, but we ain't going to keep telling them. We just going to let them show up and look stupid. That's how we going to do it. All right. For anybody y'all been paying attention, we had the open casting. We have two lovely ladies here, the finalists. It's about eight of them, and we're going to break it down by bringing two each show. So we don't let them chop it up, let them get baptized. Introduce yourself, lady.
Well, hey, everyone. My name is Sadia Bunch. I'm here just chilling with the guys.
Tell us a little bit about yourself real quick.
Don't get in depth.
It's not your autobiography.
No, I mean, I got you. I am an artist. I'm an actress. I'm a singer, songwriter. You can check out my website, SadiaBunchEnt.com. S-A-D-I-Y-A, BunchEnt.com, to see what I've been doing. So, yeah.
Okay. And the next guest?
Chrissy B. I do a lot of party promotions, radio, podcast, and producing. That's pretty much.
Pretty much about yourself?
Yeah, pretty much. I'll be on the scene a little bit.
Mixie?
Nah, nice. I'm not Mixie. Nah. All
right, well, welcome to Brown Holy Water, you know. People, all the viewers, you know, let them have it. They can take it. You know, they signed up to be a part of it. You know, they want to be down with the team. We got to see what they got.
I'm
so
definitely ready. Let's
give them your best shot. All right, so we're going to get right into it. The first topic is, this is dating 201.
Oh, God.
All right. Nah, it's like, we're going to go PDA. All right, you know, some people like it. Some people don't. You know, some people's all for it. So the first topic, like, are you for it? Why or why not?
It depends.
So, Chrissy, right off rip, get to it.
Booty grabs, a whole hand right then and there, but nothing too like kissing in public. Or, nah, I'm not open to that.
No, why not? And your man's like, come here, baby, let me get a kiss. You know, he's like, nah, it's too much, nigga.
In the club, yeah, it's too much.
In the club?
Or if you out somewhere, like, it just be, no.
How?
Nah, it's just, like, why you sweating me out? We already together. We walking side by side. We holding hands.
That's your man. He's supposed to sweat you. Every old female's like, my man, sweat me. Be my number one fan. So this nigga want to kiss.
It could be.
You like, no, that's too much.
Like a kiss, but like not if you all like a little, you know, tugging down and stuff. Nah, that's too much.
Okay.
I have to definitely agree. Like, it's levels to it. It's definitely levels to like PDA.
But you with it though. You don't mind.
I don't mind hands holding. I don't mind a little peck here and there, but I was dating someone before who wanted to like kiss my neck in public in front of people, and I'm like,
and see, that's what I'm talking about.
It's a little too much, you know. So definitely levels to it. I don't want to see certain things, so I'm not gonna do those certain things I don't want to see people doing. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, I don't want to see you and your boobs.
And it's too hot
down
for all of that right now.
Ain't never too hot. Sure, what's the name? Like, how about you? How you feel about PDA?
I feel like for the people watching, maybe you should break down the acronym, let them know what PDA stands for.
Public display of affection. Holding hands, kissing, grabbing ass, opening the doors and smacking the ass, right. You know. Give a little tongue.
You know, 50-50. It depends on which aspect you wanna look at it. I feel like, you know, the overdoing it is corny. You know, that's real high schoolish. Like, I feel kind of weird when I see teenagers in front of King's Plaza. They're not spending no money. They're just tonguing each other because they can't do it. It's like crazy.
Spanish couple.
Yeah, they just doing too much.
Spanish and West Indian couples always get it going.
It's like they last kiss
ever. Shout out to the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
bang. He, I don't think he'll get no more kisses. So like, that's too much. But you know, out, if you out with your lady, you in the mall, you want to hold her hand because maybe it's a large crowd coming and you don't want her to get mixed up. Y'all look too stupid, hug on through the crowd or whatever. Then yeah, you know, stuff like that. Grab an ass on some humble shit to walk back to the car. That's cool. But overdoing it, I think it's corny. I think that's childish, and it shows that you haven't been together for a long time.
And I think it shows like the level, you know, when you're doing it and you're, if it's just between me and you, it's not something I want everybody else to see. Like, that kind of makes a difference as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want, you know what I mean? If you want to grab my ass because you think it looks good right now, like, thank you, boo. I appreciate the compliment. Do it real quick. But if you, like, you're doing it so people can see, like, people do it for attention. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Because if I see it in the mall, I'm thinking to myself, he done fucked up last night. That's why he all over her today. That's really what I be thinking.
Why you think so negative?
Yeah, that's bad. That's, that's a bad
some
train
people just
of
genuinely love each other and just want to be all over them.
Nah, it's not lusty. He done fucked up the night
some
before.
Some people are like some people are like that. Some people want to just, you know, be all over you.
I don't know. PB, like, I wasn't for that first. Like, I don't know, like, I'm not a real affectionate person. Right. I've grown to be affectionate and like holding hands and stuff like that. Like, now I wouldn't mind. It has to just, I have to first of all really
now
like
now what changed your mind?
What changed my mind? I guess dealing with a person, you deal with a person a long time, you grow accustomed to it. If they want to do it, say, so like, all right, fuck it. You want to do it, I'm going to do it. You know, you got to set it up for them. But on some real shit, like kissing, stuff like that, I was like, nah, don't kiss me. Don't.
See, there's
I wasn't
levels.
With none of that. You know what I'm saying?
I just think dudes is not really for all that extra shit sometimes.
Some
like
dudes
you said,
are.
Some dude, like I said, Spanish men. Indian, West Indian niggas, yeah. Them niggas be humping in the club. You know what I'm saying? Humping at the bus stop.
But they be thinking, like, they be thinking that's what's gonna keep her though. They be, I think they're doing it most of the time because they think that's what's gonna keep her with them and keep her from acting up, keep her from looking wherever those eyes are gonna wander. But it can't. That has nothing to do with nothing. You understand? So when a dude do it, it's like he's doing it more to like feel secure that she's not gonna do nothing else. Dog, you can't control that. She gonna be who she is.
So
that's a fact.
If you're in a relationship, basically, how much is too much for you? Like you said, how much is too much for you? And you out, you gotta be like, baby, stop. Like when you get to that point.
Too much is like literally too much. Like if it's to the point where I have to say something, like I mentioned, like just a little grab. Okay, so if we're standing in line at Walmart and you are like kissing my neck or you're you tonguing me down, you know what I mean? Like it can get that way. I mean, I had to shut it down before, but I've been in that situation where it was just like a little bit too much, and it was like embarrassing almost for me. Like
embarrassing because your man.
It was embarrassing because he was inappropriately. Listen, behind closed doors, when it's just me and you, boom, we could do whatever you want to do.
Let your mama know.
See, nah. Like I said, it's levels to it, and it's just that too much is when it's like if you about to hit my spot and we're like on the line at Walmart.
See?
Like that's too much.
See, nah,
you know what I mean? Like,
so how much is too much for you, Chris?
Like if you all up in my personal space, like all in my
what do you mean?
Like I don't, that's not me. Like I'd rather do that kind of stuff behind closed doors. Like I said, if you're trying to be the little PDA, you can grab my hand, slap my ass type stuff, but nah, I'm not.
So
I'm
you
not
like, yo,
it.
Come here, give me a kiss, and then I'll slip you some tongue. You gonna be tight, like nigga, who you wildin'? This your man. It's your man now. He trying to tongue.
Come on.
It's not deep. You never tongue kissed your man.
What stage of the relationship are we in? Is this the first six months or are we past a year?
I don't know. First 6 months, y'all definitely tongue kissing.
First 6 months is year, but after year, it's like, babe, chill, man. Like, relax.
Oh, because he worn out now.
Also, you got to think. Worn
out.
Some chicks are just what the next best thing. That's probably not their first option. So
but
all that affection be like,
so because she don't want to
do that, I'm just saying.
So because she don't
want to
do what we talking about.
That's
true. She don't want to get
her
naked. People
don't like
PDA
because
it
shows it's like, I'm so in love. It's like, really even like that. You can be like, really even
right.
Like that.
Right.
No,
you
that's what y'all think about women.
No, we can
be
about anybody.
Stop. This is facts. A lot of people are what the second best thing. That's not their first option. Second or third string. You
okay.
Understand? So it's like you're with the person, but you're kind of still thinking about some. So it's like when they doing it, you like, come on, son. Like, you know, we in public. You trying to be extra right now. It's more like that.
Than don't you post that?
No, because time out now. If it was Trey Songz or one of them motherfuckers, these motherfuckers want that all day. All day. Squeeze my ass, Trey. Trey so crazy. He pouring Fiji in you, not even some rock no more. Say, you know what I mean? So come on, son. Fix that up.
First of all, if you're out with Trey Songz, you're not even gonna be out like that.
How you know what you're gonna be? And Trey Songz don't wanna love you down. You gonna tell him stop?
Y'all gonna be by yourself. No, I'm not alive.
Trey Songz all up on your body. You know all these hoes on this nigga.
That's the problem right there.
You up like this?
That's the problem right there. I would treat Trey Songz exactly how I would treat the janitor.
Right.
I treat Trey Songz. And you'll be single forever.
You'll be single.
And the janitor gonna sweep you up too, Abby.
The fastest relationship you ever been in. Trey Songz releases a socket
box. Because I'm going to treat the janitor. I'm going to treat the janitor the same way I treat the CEO. I'm going to treat everyone the same. I'm not lying.
You're not treating the man you love the same. That's the problem if it is. You shouldn't.
No.
If that nigga love you and willing to be up on your body.
Just because he kissed me, love
you. You missed the underlying issue. She said she treating Trey Songz and the janitor the same. I'm not saying they're different people, but motherfucker, they're different people. Like, and this is gonna explain a lot of things why women sometimes
lose a good dude.
See, you're not even understanding what I'm saying.
Sometimes, so explain
what. Yeah,
break it down.
Let's take it to the beginning. Let's talk about meeting.
Let's talk about meeting. He's a human being.
The reason why most chicks can't get with Trey Songz or can't get with a dude of that caliber is because they treat them like they are once in a lifetime motherfuckers, and they're not. I'm sorry. Can we? Curse, we could curse, right?
You could curse as much as you want.
They treat them like they're once in a lifetime when it's a million other niggas just like them out there. And I'm listen, everybody's special, everybody's dope. You know, you're gonna meet somebody who is going to, you know, blow your mind. You are gonna meet someone, but when you're initially meeting someone and you're initially talking, you're in that stage. Women, a lot of times, when they meet a dude who's got a good job or he's got money or he's famous, they treat him like, oh my God, like he's so once in a lifetime that they start to lose their dignity and their pride and their, you know, all of that
they
is
go
coming
all out.
They go all out.
They lose that for dinners and bags
food.
And trips to Miami. They ain't a Yoni Trace on for that.
They lose that for simple shit.
You're right. I be saying the same thing about dudes dealing with women. Like, you mess with somebody that's so beautiful, they put the pussy on a pedestal. You know what I'm saying? That's what we call
it. And that shit end up being regular pom-pom.
Regular ass pussy. Especially fucking a condom. You don't even know what the pussy
don't
is.
Don't even want it no more.
That shit's regular schmeck.
So
three, four fucks,
that.
Don't even
exactly.
want it no more.
Burn rubber.
Now she going to voicemail. The number you have reached, what the fuck?
So if you was in a relationship and he didn't like it at all.
He didn't like PDA at all.
But you know what I'm saying? How would you feel about that?
I probably would be cool with it.
At all. I mean, like, you like, hey, give me a kiss.
As long
as
he's making it up for it at
like,
home.
At home, he kiss you or whatever, but like, you be out, you be like, I want to leave. You be like, what are you doing? We outside. Like,
I'm
curving
cool with
your
it.
Shit.
I'm
you
cool
good
with that.
That?
Why are you looking at me with the side eye?
I'm
cool
that.
With it because, okay, I'm in a situation
I mean,
where, like...
you going like this. You like this. Nope.
Like, it's just a time and a place for certain things. So, if...
A kiss goodbye. You saying bye in the street. He with his nigga. He like, all right, baby, I'm about to leave. He like, nah, what are you doing? We outside. Chill.
Yeah, that was different. That was look at her whole like, wait a second. Wait.
It's levels to it.
Yeah.
I said that, oh, he don't want... No type of outside affection. He not with none of that. Like,
listen,
I won't kiss you. I won't hold your hand.
If we have that agreement and I understand that's something you're not comfortable with, I gotta know what I'm accepting. If I accept it, then I accept it. If I don't accept it,
and if you accept it, you're just friends with benefits. Cause then everything y'all do is behind closed doors. Y'all friends with benefits, and not in a relationship. You
can't go for like posting him too. You can't post me.
You cannot limit love.
First off,
how you gonna limit love? How you gonna tell somebody when to post you or when not to
post
you or when to kiss you, when to touch you?
We doing this is a
see
can't do that.
That's a whole other level.
But this is where everybody. Fuck it up,
like, now you're hiding it. Now you're hiding it.
Everybody, because inside I'm showing you love, but I'm telling you, I just don't be doing all that. I don't do all that social media. I don't kiss in public.
But
you have social media. You can't tell me I don't do all that social media.
But I'm not posting you or nothing.
No, but see, y'all all in this new millennial style relationship.
What are you talking
shit,
about?
Getting all wrapped up in it, like. I don't even want to be friends with my dude on social media.
I
don't even want to be friends.
Wow, what you hiding?
I'm not hiding anything.
You don't want to see the heart emojis. Nah,
you
I'm
just
not with
don't,
that.
you know.
So I'd rather not follow you.
See, this is what's wrong with a lot of females today. Seriously, this is what's wrong.
Most females want you posting their picture on your page.
Not even that, but what's wrong? Boris, focus on me. What's wrong? What's wrong is that a lot of y'all think this is build a love. You want to decide what type of love you want. And that's not the way it works.
Yes, that the is the way it works. That's not the way it works.
I feel like everybody gets so. You could teach a man how to love you. You cannot teach a man how to control his love.
You're right, Black. The way he chooses to display it should be free.
So that means in the mall, on the corner, at the corner store, in the crib, in front of your freaking family, it shouldn't matter. On his social media, he want to write a 2-page paragraph. I know dudes that do this on fucking Facebook every day. Yo, this is my everything. Blah, 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 blah. And the same shit when he ready to put her down.
And
this
he's getting cheated on. I bet you he's getting cheated on.
Probably not.
Why is she getting cheated on? That's why she don't want to be friends on social media. That's a motherfucker that's gonna roll a 5 and swear she could beat it. Swear she could beat it.
Now fuck that. Give me that strong.
That's a strong dice, nigga. It's hard to hit head crack, nigga.
Damn. No, see, what it is a relationship to me is private. It's the island that you and I, that we make the rules and we govern this island that we're building together. It's just me and you. I don't care about what family and friends think. And we're so wrapped up in most chicks want to get a dude just so they could post it on social media. To show I got somebody that loves me. You know what I mean?
But my thing is like, why you have to prove? But
y'all posting ass, tits, and face all day. It's the same thing.
Hey,
People on social media post
their best
accolades and their best assets. For some people, it is their physical attraction. For some people, it's their job and they brag about their job.
Right, that's
some
personal. People, it's that's their your talent. Personal.
Right. Yeah, so if somebody want to post their man or their woman, that's all of the same. I'm trying to help you.
If you're posting your relationship on social media 9 times out of 10,
the first bucket.
It's gonna. Your relationship.
Those are people who ain't never been in no relationship.
Rough. So let me ask you a question. For someone that believes to not post her relationship on social media, are you in a relationship?
Hell no.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show for tonight. Come back next week.
I can't answer that question because no, I am in a very new relationship. I'm in a very new.
Oh, it's fresh out the box.
Yeah, it's fresh.
That's fresh over after tonight.
It's he ain't a rap.
Show on post you do.
Post you, my nigga.
Like, I heard you
don't
had
come
nothing.
Come on, babe. But all right, Black, how you feel about it, though, as a dude?
As far as what?
She ain't one never, like, show you no type of affection, no nothing in the street.
Yeah, or that's.
Social media.
Then we. Whatever. We're just friends with benefits. It's not gonna have a title. How could we have
so
a title?
So you want her to be affectionate with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what if that's my girl, that's my
you
wife.
Too?
What kind of secret? You see, everybody wanna live a double life. And the double life, that don't mean you're cheating. This is what that means. People wanna live the double life, and these are people that don't wanna post on social media or my personal life is none of y'all business.
They wanna
be taken and look available so they can find the next best
find
thing.
The highest bidder, the
next thing
highest
that could get
bidder,
them right? to the next. Stop trying to beat the 5, my nigga. Stop trying to. The possibilities is not in your favor. You understand? But people keep trying to beat the 5 and it don't make sense. Play dice and you'll definitely understand what the fuck I'm talking about. I mean, it's Black Success. You know who I am.
Black Success in here. You always can tell when Black is not drinking yet because he starts drinking. when Black is sober, he got them jewels for y'all.
I'm two for two. Two Sundays for two, nigga.
Once this motherfucker start drinking, he throwing rhinestones at y'all motherfuckers. That shit is over.
We're getting baptized.
All right, so let's get to the next part. Let's get to the next topic, though. All right, this is called You Are Not the Father. We don't talk about DNA testing and shit, right? Mm. Yeah. So, do you think DNA testing should be mandatory, like once a child is born?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's promiscuous out there. Like you said, girls be having backups and they be caught in situations where they be smashing the homies or they be, you know, Then go away. He stepped out for a minute. Then she got a revenge plot. And so then as she a get woman, caught
you,
up.
You feel like as soon as you just dropped the baby, you in the hospital, your legs still love. They ain't even saw your coochie yet. You're like, all right, DNA tested. Time. They come take blood. You with that?
You yeah, cool? I am.
I think that's
more will be off the air.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Why?
Just because most women know who the father of their
but not
baby.
The men.
Lies.
Yeah. Listen, listen. Okay. I know that you know, thotism is very huge. Social
it's
media,
disease.
In the media, like just dysfunction in relationships and whatnot is very prevalent. However, most women are not like that. Most women, the majority of women, know who the father of their babies are.
But you keep saying women. If the man is there, he might be like, yo, this nigga look a little light skinned. I don't know.
I don't think it should be mandatory. Well, the nigga could go to Walgreens, get a little swab from the baby's mouth.
Why yeah, I gotta do that? Little... We in the hospital right now.
Yeah. Right.
And I feel it's, like, and it's free.
It's free. But free 99.
I feel like though. Let me speak on
mandatory.
Mandatory. I feel like before a man signs a birth certificate, it should be a mandatory DNA test.
That's
not
ridiculous.
Saying you cheating just for everybody's sake. Like, just do it. You can't beat science.
Yeah.
Science
you
is
said
real.
Mandatory. Not, however, you say mandatory, you're saying like, mandatory.
Yeah,
no,
from the
it
hospital,
should not
like,
be.
Yeah,
mandatory.
It should be a law. That will, you know what I'm saying, alleviate a lot of the child support bullshit that be going
that's
on.
That's a fact.
That should be law. Once this baby come out, we should
more will be
blood,
up the air.
Make sure all this blood is good. You know what I'm saying? You won't be laid down line. Your son need a transfusion. You A plus and this nigga D minus and some shit. You like, I can't even get it. This ain't my boy. You know what I'm saying? So it should be mandatory as right in the hospital. Why not? Baby come out. Everybody swap DNA. Because
I look at Love and Hip Hop. Rashida out here. Kirk don't even know
way.
If that's his baby or not. He paying for stuff. Like, what if that baby's
true,
not really his baby?
He should get all that back.
These are diamonds on the rough. This is not the majority of what's going on. We're so caught up in this culture of dysfunction and it's a possibility.
It is the majority of what's going on. Hold on one second. Let's not act like a whole bunch of y'all are married, committed, and living with your significant other. So a lot of things are going on in two different households.
You're not even posting.
So it is.
It is.
Yeah, he can't even get a post. So this is very valid. It's not enough rings and I do's going on to say this is not valid.
And to be honest,
the reason why it should be mandatory, it's a lot of dudes paying for kids that's not theirs.
Exactly.
Just off the fact that you said so, he gotta pay for a kid that's not his. So it should be mandatory. And time out, as confident as you ladies are in how good your coochie is and how good your body look or whatever, you should be just as confident as knowing who the fucking father is.
Exactly.
Where that test don't even matter.
Where the test doesn't matter, right? But do you listen, me, I'm gonna know who the father of my child
but that's
is.
You.
We're not saying you
this
don't.
Is a
we're
lot
not
of
saying
me,
you
but I'm telling you how it would feel if it was a mandatory test or if my husband wanted to take a DNA test and wanted to know or had a little
well, let's get to
piece
that
of
one.
Denial
some of them
might be related
about
for the
being
mandatory
the father
drugs.
Of the child that he shot the club up in me and got my seed, you know? I would be very hurt from that. And after that DNA test, when it comes back positive, 99.9% that you are the father, I hope you got your child support, your lawyer together because
but
your
what
ass
did he, no, what? Time out, time out. Wouldn't he be justified, though? You're not posting him. You don't want outside affection like that. He has reasons to raise an eyebrow.
We don't
have reasons to raise
a fucking
eyebrow.
And all these niggas got boats, and I'm going on an island by myself.
He has reasons to raise an eyebrow. You probably don't want to live together. You probably want your own fucking space. So
no.
He has a reason to raise a fucking eye.
Key under the mattress going. Where the key go?
Come on,
no,
son.
But there are a lot of women out there who, you know, are in that position and don't want to be in that predicament or don't choose to be. They just get caught out there. That mandatory DNA testing is a blessing to some of them.
But see, the topic we need to be talking about is we need to be strengthening women to stop selling themselves at a discount. So
we don't
to, stress to
them.
The
some
point.
People got to be discount.
We're talking about fertility. We're talking about how many women are out there and have
but
men paying for kids that aren't
about that.
Listen, I understand that that's terrible, but why don't we try to bring the solution onto the source? Why don't we try to... We need to change the actions that's going on.
We can't change hoism.
That's like a political kind of statement to me because I feel like, you know, as women, like, sometimes we get caught out there. Sometimes we fuck up. Sometimes we get caught out there.
Hold on.
Because, like, let's keep it. Let's
give
one to Priscilla.
Give our thumbs up right
we
now.
Let me take it off the bat because women ain't angels. We not.
Amen.
Like, we just better at it sometimes. But
not sometimes.
We aren't angels, but the ball is always in our court. The ball is always in our court.
But
if we wanted to fix our family, that's all on us.
And you don't know who stole it.
All right, hold on.
So that DNA test need to be...
Live speaking. I'm going to ask my man Black a question.
What's up?
You married, right? Your wife about to have a baby. I want to take a DNA test.
She's saying that to me?
How you feel about it?
Well, hold on. She's telling me to take a DNA test?
She ain't tell you off rip. She cheated. She's like, I just think we should take a DNA test because I really love you and I just want to... You know, I want to prove it to you.
See, that's suspicious. Yeah, right? That's suspicious.
Put that Luther track back
if
on.
If she
right?
That's you suspicious.
That Luther album.
If she say that, that's suspicious, my guy.
But are you gonna divorce her? Or are you gonna take it?
I'm gonna take it.
But could you ever be able to trust her like the same way? This is your wife, married. Bing.
I mean.
She telling you.
I mean, I would definitely take it, but I feel like she definitely earned herself a conversation right after that.
Well, she the DNA test is mandatory. You wouldn't even have to have that conversation.
That's exactly. A fact. That's and a everybody fact. Be safe at the end of the day.
Right.
That's
but a
let
fact.
Me ask you, since she already answered, and she's like sister soldier on that topic.
Oh,
or whatever.
Boy, here we go.
Would you feel a kind of way if you just had a baby in the hospital? It's not mandatory yet, and your man's like, listen, I want to have a DNA test. I'm not saying you're doing anything. I'm just saying, science don't lie. Let's do it. How would you feel about it? And would you be mad at him?
I would be like, go ahead. Let's have a DNA test. Because I'm confident that that's your baby.
You wouldn't be upset? You wouldn't feel no kind of way about your man?
No, because if you
would be like, oh, this child support coming soon. Because, like, how she was
all
good.
I did not. Yes, anywhere
you did.
Near like that.
Yes, you
okay.
did.
Nah,
neck roll. Neck roll.
Neck roll.
Neck roll.
No, I wouldn't feel any type of way. No, I wouldn't. Because if you look like, it's fucked up, but that's society. If you look at TV, that's everyday life. Somebody out there like, that baby ain't mine. That baby's yours, and then it's not their baby. So if someone asked me that, I don't think I would feel any type of way.
Your husband.
If my husband asked that, we might have to have a conversation. We might have to have a conversation. If that was my husband, we might need to have a conversation.
Just because
like, you wait till now to bring up these issues.
I mean, you gotta wait till the baby born. Let him get the baby in and all that.
If it was my husband, then yeah. If it was my boyfriend,
the average baby shower right now is like a semi wedding. That should be running like $5,000 to $8,000. You know what I mean? Are you paying $8,000?
Because they ain't got no wedding.
Nah, come on. You that's because most of y'all, you know,
it's
too much rules and regulations when it comes to. I don't even want to get into that. But there's not a lot of weddings because a lot of y'all are just not. A lot of y'all are very ignorant to what a wedding and a marriage is.
Whoa,
you know what I mean?
Whoa. A lot of y'all are very ignorant. Hold
people,
you got
a
two
lot,
women.
A lot of people.
You got two women right now.
No. I said people. I did not pick a gender. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are very ignorant to what a wedding. A marriage and a commitment truly is.
That is
so
true.
So therefore, we place that more on the materialistic side opposed to partnership and business. Because
right.
Marriage is business. Believe
is.
That. So at the end of the day, if you're not thinking business, you're not thinking longevity and survival,
right.
And you're more thinking this little ass ring, then you're never going to get married. I know a lot of people that got engaged with no ring because... It was a bigger picture involved. So I'm saying
how long you been married?
Well, I've been engaged for a year.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
When's the wedding?
The wedding will be soon. I'll definitely text
what's
you.
The
I'll
date?
Let you
know. Don't press my man first.
Let me do this. So we don't have any children. We're actually planning to get pregnant this summer. So our goal is to go to City Hall, get married. give the kid about 4 to 5 years, because a marriage, paying $50,000-$60,000 for a marriage, that's not a big deal. Right. But the marriage is really not for us. We don't give a me you and her don't give a fuck.
The
wedding is not really for fucking us. So once the kid could actually witness it, have pictures, remember it, then that's when we want to have the actual big wedding. So I think people need to be conscious what it really is. People really spend their wedding money and then go back to an apartment, which doesn't make sense, because now you owe the bank $60,000. You could have got a crib. So we're going to get the crib right. We're going to have a baby in the crib with the mortgage. And then in 5 years, we're going to have a big wedding. So you'll get 2 invites. Lots on you.
I can't see.
You didn't tell me nothing. But she didn't tell me nothing, though. You didn't tell me nothing. I agree 100% with that.
Men don't think like that. That's why I don't get no PDA.
That's why you got to pull the brown holy water.
No PDA, men don't think like that.
You black men got to go.
You didn't tell me nothing,
though,
because I couldn't agree. I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more with that. My parents have been married for 30 years, and they went to the justice of peace. You know what I mean?
Your daddy cheated on your mother mad time.
Goodbye. Just shot a whole hospital dream.
What's wrong with you, son?
30 years is about 11 bitches in between 30 years.
Yo, no, she put it like
that. Wasn't your auntie. That wasn't your auntie.
We just gonna go to the next subject.
That wasn't your auntie.
We just gonna go to the next subject. Like, wait, what's the next subject?
I was throwing black to the next one. You're black. What's all up? Right, so if a man paid child support for a child, basically, that he found out later in life that wasn't his, what should be the penalty?
Send that back.
What should be the penalty for the woman?
Send first of all, pay that back. That's step one. Pay that back. Mandatory coming out of your check. I know a lot of dudes, and you know where we work. I know a lot of dudes, there's no escaping child support. It's coming out of that check, brother man. I don't care if you work 80-hour overtime, that's just more money coming out. And it could be to the point, they don't care what you walk away with. They just care that you taking care of what you taking care of. So you can have a $3,000 check after taxes,
$26 check,
and only go home with $800. You understand? That could happen. So step one is pay that back. Just like it's mandatory to pay it forward, it should be mandatory to pay it back. Step two, some type of criminal charges should be placed on you.
Yeah,
honestly, that's the way I feel, because that's a crime. Right. That's a crime. You got me taking care of a kid. You got me and my family emotionally invested into a child that's not mine. And you knew it was a possibility. Right. That's a crime, son. That's a crime.
It is. I've known girls who've done stuff like that.
Just like sexual harassment is a real big fear. There's a lot of things that could fall under this umbrella. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the same thing that could fall under a crime. That's a crime of some sort. That's you are emotionally, physically, and financially harming me. That's wrong. That's wrong. Give me my money back and go to jail.
Chrissy, what do you think the penalty should be for a female that put a man on child support for a child and he found out wasn't his?
I think she should definitely pay it back. And I think that
double. With tax?
I mean, There should be interest involved, because like he was saying, like, you're emotionally invested. Like, your parents are emotionally invested. Then, you know, there's family outings and things. Mm-hmm. And you sitting there and you smile up in these people's face and you perpetrating this fraud, this perfect persona. Mm-hmm. And remember, you looking at that kid like, that ain't even his baby.
Mm-hmm.
How could you live with yourself?
So, I think that there needs to be consequences. Facts. And repercussions. Like, you shouldn't just be walking away like, mm-mm, my bad.
Facts. Yeah.
It don't work like that.
Yeah. And that's a double standard.
No, I definitely agree. You there agree? Should definitely be, I mean, penalties involved. That's almost like knowing you have AIDS and hitting somebody raw, and that's actually attempted murder. So I think it should be the same. It's a crime.
It's definitely
you're omitting information.
Facts.
From someone that is detrimental to their present and their future.
Right.
And $30,000 over 18 years is is definitely inflation, what I mean? So it definitely should be penalties and interest on that.
You didn't give them the actual option to find out.
I
feel they should go to jail. Fuck that.
Facts.
They be sending niggas to jail, for not paying their child support.
Facts.
So you get like a month to pay them a lump sum, all that bread. And if you ain't pay it, your ass going to
jail. You just stay in jail how long you've been perpetrating the fraud.
You still got to pay that fine or that man money.
Like, if you was lying for 5 years about your son, you should be in jail for 5 years.
See that?
What about the whole 18 years?
Send that whole
if 18 girls.
Girl, you already raised a man now.
I feel bad for you.
That nigga grown already. He don't need his mama.
Set up. I'm like, LaQuisha, I told you to tell him.
You gotta go up. You gotta go up.
Because we gotta set an example.
I want my money back.
When that example is set, more women are gonna be way more cautious with who they say is the parent of their child. So
they
on and so
lie
forth.
Again.
It's not gonna be too much more lying. It's definitely you. I mean, I was in them shoes. Somebody told me it was me, and I'm like, yeah, I know I had a rub on. Like, it just didn't make sense. But I know I was the best option at the time. Because
if you think about it, there is no real consequence for it.
There's no
consequence. It happens every day.
That's a fact. There's no consequences for women in no aspects of.
Exactly.
No, it happens every day. Definitely when it comes to child support, when it comes to family care, when it comes to alimony. It's effed up. I ain't even gonna lie. It's
super,
so effed
don't
up.
Say effed up. It's fucked up.
It is so
fucked up.
Listen,
man.
I know guys, investment bankers who are divorced. They have kids and they're
ain't
paying
none of
their
them
wives.
Checking for you?
They're paying their 15, they're paying their wives $15,000 a month in alimony. I ain't checking for his ass. Okay, like you know what I mean.
You can get the other 15.
Like she getting some, I'm getting some too.
You know what I mean, but and then they have to pay that for 10 years. As long as their wife is not married, their ex-wife is not married, they have to pay that money for 10 years. And as long as she doesn't get married, who's going to get married? She ain't going to get married. She's taking care
of
her new boo.
I know a few people on Facebook stunting with alimony money. I ain't mad at you, though.
Listen,
I'm just saying I see you out there.
I know a few people myself. I know a few people myself.
Stop taking them shots, man.
I ain't mad at you, though, yeah.
No, you mad.
You mad. Gotta shoot it while I can, yeah.
You mad. Alright, let's move on. Y'all doing pretty good, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. Very.
Keep them coming.
Very vocal and, you know, very opinionated. That's what we like to. Don't mean y'all opinions count, but. Alright, the next topic, excuse me. The next topic, we're gonna talk about grooming. Mm. Now, everybody, I'm pretty sure, seen that on Amber Rose's picture when she got the bush out. She looked damn good. I ain't going to lie. The bush looked good on her. But
a lot of people been saying,
you know what I'm saying? I ain't with it. Don't get no idea. So, the question is.
And first off, her bush, let's get it straight.
That shit
was
real,
trimmed
it's not
and conditioned.
Trim, condition, airbrush. I don't know what kind of woman
oil,
empower,
oil
and
power
she put pink
doing.
Moisturizer on that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
that,
and she could seal it around.
But it's not
that
really a bush. It's a landing strip.
It's a
well,
thick-ass
like,
landing
like, it's not a bush.
It's a thick one.
That is,
let me see,
let me see that
landing
one.
Strip?
Let me see that.
That's the picture from her.
Let me see. Because they flagged
they flagged
the shit out of me.
That's not a bad bush, though.
This for the people at home.
That's nice.
You can't flag this right here. If y'all ain't see the picture, Amber, you know.
Wait, let's zoom in for the people.
The bush. You know, so, ladies, how do y'all feel? Y'all can talk about it in the comments, but I'm going to ask the lady, the lovely guest here.
She put the pink moisturizer on that pussy.
What are your...
Shit crazy.
What are your views? Like, how do you feel about grooming? Are you like... First of all, are you team
first
natural?
First of all, I thought she was white,
are
but she
like,
was black
are you,
down there.
You're
so.
European.
First of all, do y'all groom? Are y'all
that's
bushy
what we talk,
right now?
That's the question. Are you team natural or you...
No, I'm not.
Then
you gotta be more. You gotta be more vague. Are you bushy right now? Are you George Bush?
No,
right now.
No, Erykah Badu's here.
Nah.
Mm-mm. So y'all down for the European?
Yeah. All
shave. Just,
all like yeah. Just. Skin,
you use a
skin
bit.
To earth.
You use a bit. And get the little bumps.
Wax.
And be like, no, you ain't know what that is.
Waxing is the best way to go.
You gotta wax because if you don't wax, you leave like mad hair on your butt, and niggas don't like that. Too.
Goodbye.
Play with hair on your butt. Yeah, for real. You ever see a girl who shave and
but,
shave they
but
crotch?
But back in no, the day, that was the thing.
I know what the big do. The big leave the little bumps. I'm like, ugh.
The big is a cheap razor.
Yeah, that's cheap.
But we can't be unfair about this. So no homo. I don't know. How do you feel about grooming? Because some men don't shave. Now, me personally, I shave. I shave my underarms.
Right.
I shave my crotch. You know right. What I'm saying? I clean up everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some niggas
you
don't.
You get your ass hair,
some
too?
Some don't.
Because y'all
don't.
Should be thick as hell. That
I shave the top of my
hell.
Ass hair. I don't open up my butt cheeks and spread them. Like, you know, but I make sure I get that little
now,
ass
right under
ass
the
on
nuts.
Top.
Like, you get behind
whoa.
The nuts. I'm sorry.
The
I'm
goose.
Not,
she
don't want to get.
She don't.
Like,
she don't get it.
The goose, right?
Let me have you ever grown?
Hey, yo.
Questions.
Right.
You probably like, a teabagger.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
you probably a teabagger. Ask your question.
That's called the gooch area.
We know
yes.
What you like. We know what you like.
I clean up the gooch area, yes.
We know what you like.
I'm a very
deep
individual.
Drop it like it's hot.
You
drop pop it like it's hot.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a very neat individual. Yes, I am. I groom, like I said, I shave my underwear. I don't like the little deodorant balls. I
now, see, that's suspect to me. I'm sorry.
What's suspect?
I'm sorry. Under your arms, I don't like that.
Under your arms, you have to.
I wear tank tops and stuff.
You know, a lot of people, you know.
You're looking at my chest, you see.
I mean, not to say,
this is black. This is half the problem.
Everybody answer. Wait, everybody answer. So you answer too, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm answering.
You're a groomer?
Yes, I'm a groomer. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because
it's good hygiene. Fuck that.
It's great hygiene. And a lot of people confuse on I'm a man.
My nuts used to smell before I was
and hygiene. No, but listen, if you let your hairs grow out.
I am done.
If you let your hairs grow out, all the bacteria and the germs in the air is gonna go into that. And a lot of people, this is not back in the day. You know, back in the day, my mom used to smack mad powder on me, all on my neck and shit, send me to school.
There's still niggas walking around with powder on their chest.
And that's crazy. Not cool. You heard?
That's not cool.
But at the end of the day.
40 years old, my nigga. Stop putting
your wife beater
on. Stop putting your powder on your chest, my nigga.
At the end of the day, you got to go about it the right way.
Freely stop putting powder on your chest, my nigga.
You got to groom yourself. This is a part of hygiene. It's a part of wanting to get your balls licked.
So
you don't
like the pretty much I don't like the bush on Amber Rose.
I mean, look, first of all, man's not going to hit because you got a little bush. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to
judge
strip.
You, but we're not
get your pussy ate that day.
Nah, it's definitely
nobody likes hair in their food, right?
True.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't.
Clean cut.
True, that's very true.
A clean kitty will get ate way better than a hair. I'll tell you that anything.
Her shit was fucking permed, moisturized, and then pink lotion. So you know,
they got the T-line on coochie.
But we have average shit.
No, time out. What I'm saying is this. When a chick got the weave and you lift this shit up right here.
I hate you.
That shit is what's down there. So the average shit got the little rolls on it. You might have a hair from the weave sticking out. It might be nail dust. I don't know. It might be a lot of different shit going there. So hair is not a good thing. And then when you wear the 5 for $20 panties, it comes with different shit on it.
Now you got hairy and blood. Shit ain't good.
Different shit going on.
That mildew building up. You know what I'm saying? We know what's going on.
I know. I think it's important. And to stay groomed well into the relationship, that's something that you should really stay on top of.
But how do you say a suspect if a man grooms himself?
No, not if he grooms. I personally prefer a hairy man. That's just me.
You like niggas with hair in their chest?
Yes.
Each
his own. Yes, I prefer hair.
So you like niggas that put deodorant and she little doodle deodorant on you? That's sexy to you?
That's masculine to me.
For real?
Mm-hmm. But I understand. No, because hair holds. Look,
good. She like Neanderthals.
First off, hair holds odor. So I understand why people have the notion
Go to the Bronx. Just meet a nigga in the Bronx.
Wow.
Shout out to the Bronx.
Goodbye.
DMs, y'all.
If my man wants to shave under his arms, that's cool. You can do it. But I don't mind hair. I don't want hair on me.
So you don't mind Amber Rose's hair either?
Well, nobody I mean, if I liked that. Girls, right. I would, you know, probably not mind.
I don't even think it's probably, like, hairy. Like, it's just probably cut off at a point down there.
She had that shit shaped up. Like,
that shit look good.
That shit had a T-line.
Deep conditions.
It looked good. Like, you know how them dudes that got the perfect bed? They got the perfect back brush.
She probably had that shit blacked out, too.
Yeah, it definitely was good.
Brush. So how we feel about men with beards is how men kind of feel about that bush.
What?
About Amber Rose's
chicks
bush.
Love beards.
Yeah, chicks love beards. Chicks so love y'all love bush. Y'all love Amber Rose's bush.
We don't
bush.
Love bush.
Nah,
no,
not true.
It was, y'all love Amber no. Rose's bush.
No.
You just said it was nice.
We said we would not turn that Amber Rose because she pulled out that bush. I mean, we'll love to see her bald. You know, everybody. It's better to be, I think, bald now. That's just what it's in. Matter of fact, boom. That's the next part of the question. Do you think the bush can make a comeback? Because I got a friend, Dawn. Shout out to Dawn Love. She's down for the bush. She don't want to shave. I don't think she shaves at all. And she's proud to say she's down. She's like, I guess she don't have Erykah Badu shit. She always like the bush movement. Bring it back.
Dawn better stop playing and shave that little bush.
She want to keep that little rain forest going.
Dawn got
but that was the thing
Dawn
back
got
in the day.
That's back in the day.
She better go
so
home.
So bell bottoms and saying platform shoes. You going to throw them on too?
I mean, if you think about it, like, do you really want to be on the beach and then see that? Like,
it was 90 degrees today. Understand, if a girl had a bush, and you wanted to run
shout
home
to doing love.
And do the things that you wanted to do,
yeah, talk about your bush, doing.
You're going to have a little bit of friction down there. You know what I mean?
So you think the bush can't make a comeback?
No. Because I feel like,
No, not at all. And I mean, if you still have a bush, women need to understand.
There's too many thoughts for the bush to come
in. It makes it much better when it's bald. Sex is much better when it's bald.
That's a fact, because I can't even find a hole with a bush. I'll be all over the place, man. I don't know what the fuck. I need to see sun. I don't know. I need to see what the fuck
those
is going
hair, on. Those hairs hold on to odor. So at the end of the day, when your fucking pussy fart, when your ass fart, all that shit gets stuck into that shit. And then you got sweat and must and your thighs rubbing against each other.
Like I said, it's too many thighs.
Have you ever turned the girl down that was too bushy?
I turned girls down for many things. I mean, bush included. Listen, you know what I mean? Don't lie to me. I mean, I'm sorry.
I don't tell you.
I'm trying to do TV.
No.
Nah, I turned them down for a couple of things, but you can't.
Have you ever turned down a bush though?
Yeah. Only because it had the little rose.
Ew. It looked like
fucking Kevin Durant here. On the shit. I was like, nah, I'm not.
I used to have tall tissue like she just no.
It like Kevin Durant like stuck on really freaking wicked.
Every nigga done ate some pussy and tall tissue done been you know a little roll in their mouth. Every nigga, I don't care who it is.
I would be sick.
All you gotta do is lift a chick weave up, look back here.
That'd the kitchen, you, the BDB.
That'll tell you what's back there.
If you think about like back in the day, like Pam Grier, Foxy Brown, she was like bushed out and they was loving it.
But that's, they didn't know
but
no
that's
better.
Back in the day. But now we got a lot of thoughts. Out
back
here.
Now we're big.
Most
on,
people don't even know who Pam Grier is.
The world is big on health. The world is big on health and hygiene as we speak.
But so a gynecologist will tell you you're supposed to have hair down there.
Some type of hair. Not
because
a bush.
It's protect, it's
they don't know
protect.
What they talking about.
You're supposed
about.
To have
right,
hair
I
in your
listen,
nose.
I mean, I don't
but
listen.
But you're supposed
to
trick.
Gynecologist. I listen to everything else.
I was just
that.
Joking, baby. What are you doing? Ooh, baby, what is you
whatever.
Doing? I was just
you
joking.
I don't know nothing. Don't do this for the people. Don't try to. No,
I was talking about this is for the people. You say I don't listen to my gynecologist. What is you doing, baby?
What?
This was a joke.
I was just kind of sort of agreeing with you. Whatever. You know,
I don't know
what
you
kind of.
I don't have no guy. No, you say that nigga tell me do something. I had a vagina. I'm going to listen. I don't know what you talking about. He's like, I don't listen to my. Can't tell you what do my pussy. Kids went to school for 10 years. I don't give a fuck. Oh, shit, Zoe.
This has been an informative topic.
I mean, okay, well, a gynecologist will tell a woman not to use soap down there. Do you
the
want
gynecologist
to
tell women a lot of things and they don't listen.
Tell us something.
Do you use soap or do you dish?
Hell yeah. I said I don't listen to them. I didn't know you can't use soap.
Like, gynecologists tell you can't douche like that.
Yeah, I heard you
I know girls do it every week because they nasty.
Well, do you listen?
What the gynecologist says.
So you don't be douching, right?
Like I douche, but not like as often as they say you should. Like you shouldn't be douching every week, every 2 weeks.
We don't know this. What are things y'all don't listen to that the gynecologist tell you? That's another topic.
But like that's
don't know this shit, bro.
Why are you looking at me like that? I'm trying to. All right,
she said, "Well, what's another thing you don't listen to?" You said you be like, "Fuck out of here."
They do because like you're supposed, like it's supposed to.
Wait.
Cleanse.
Wait.
But the gynecologist says like you can't use it like.
The vagina cleanses itself. But women believe
that if they douche, that it's gonna like it's gonna be snapped back.
No, douche do not take care of STDs or any other germs that's in there.
But like I said, women don't listen to the gynecologist, right. So they're not listening to that. Right, so they go out there and they clean it out right.
Most of them don't have health insurance to even go there.
Which is true.
What else? Another thing you don't listen to the gynecologist?
No,
this is dope. I'm gonna get back, but this is
they
dope.
They say don't use soap because it can mess up your pH balance, but I still use soap because this
fucking
just
mad
what
niggas
I
can
do.
Mess up your pH balance. But that's
I don't know nothing about that. But
so you
the guys they never said nothing like that.
Oh, you know.
I was like,
no, I'm serious. You fuck mad niggas. They fuck throw off your pH balance. Mad different dicks.
But that's why girls seem to use the douche,
huh?
So like the douche because they feel
it's
like
safety
okay.
from that fucking mad niggas. That's what you're saying.
No, it's not.
Let's get into it.
I used to teach, and like high school girls, just like, yeah, I gotta get the douche. And I'm thinking to myself, they thinking because they
used to teach high school.
Yeah, so they think that kids, you know, like they think that, oh, if I fuck this nigga, if I do douche, then I'm gonna be snapped back.
You still got chlamydia.
You ever seen Mike Epps stand up where he be like, you know, clean your urine every time, like just be clean out the urine, trying to think like, yeah, I'm back to normal. I don't gotta see the gynecologist. Like you said, no health insurance. They thinking that's the quick fix.
Yeah, you got to go there. You got to go there.
But hold on, you ain't say nothing about
I said what they say. The gynecologist.
Oh, so you use soap? They tell you I don't use soap.
Like you can't use like perfume soap.
So you use Dove though.
Yeah, Dove because that's Dove. Dove,
is Dove. Lit, man. I always use Dove. I only use Hell Dove. Hell yeah,
feel my skin. My shit's lit. So
I'm you sure like it a feeling. I know. I'm sure it is. I ain't know. No, no, don't look at me like
that. Investment in checking for me.
Get your man beat up.
All right, we'll get to the next part though. All right, so this is the next part of the topic.
Because he didn't hit a whole other topic.
Yeah, that was good though. Things you don't listen to with your gynecologist. What are you doing? Your cup. No, it's stuck. Get the fuck away from me.
Well, can you pass the lemonade station over there? Yeah, let's pass that.
Could you deal with a person that refused to groom their body hair?
Absolutely not. That is...
Well, first of all...
Wait, what? What was the question again? Wait,
I'm going to get to you, baby. Don't be cutting me off.
I'm sorry.
Could you deal with a person that refused to groom their body hair? Now... You said absolutely not. But earlier you said you like a man's man.
No, because you said hairy nigga. Groom is a lot of different things.
I'm talking about...
You're talking about just shaving?
I ain't talking about haircuts. I'm talking about...
Their body hair?
Let the bush out.
No, I can definitely... With a man, I can definitely...
So you have no... You down for the caveman?
I'm down for
it.
All right. Whatever floats his boat. Like, I'm... Yeah, if he wants to be groomed, if that's his preference, I'm for it. If you like to be a little manly, I like that too.
So if you just let his shit grow out and you give him head, you getting hair on your teeth and all that, you down for that? You ain't gonna be like, baby, shave it down a little bit. But nah, nigga, fuck that.
If it gets to that point, then I might say something. And then if he's like, you know, I'm like, listen, bro.
Me personally,
we ain't doing it no more.
I couldn't be with a person that refused, like a female that refused, like an Erykah Badu or somebody that I heard like don't shave her legs, don't shave her underarms, don't shave her coochie. I couldn't be with no chick like that.
She was on Wildin' Out with no socks, Patrick Ewing's on and no socks.
But it's,
I had a few questions for her ass, but
that's real. Yeah. Like I
feel like it's different
though,
for a woman.
No, I feel like it's too. But it's women that's out there that don't shave. And don't do anything to their body.
Because that's disgusting. Because if you think about it, if you're having sex with a woman and she has not shaved her legs or anything, and she's like,
there's women like that.
You're like, what the fuck?
There's women like that.
It's like you get scratched. So, nah.
There's women like that.
A lot of people don't take care of themselves.
You Google, like,
that's not the woman for you.
Fro pews, and that shit is disgusting. Like, I did some weird. don't judge
I did
me.
Some weird Google searches in my life.
Don't judge me and everything, but yeah, like I definitely
like some men like that. For me, I think it's like
I never
as
met a
woman,
man
you
that
should
like
not
like the bush. And if I did, he was probably like 60 years old, like you said.
Yeah, the OG players, like Foxy Brown,
stuck in the 70s or something.
Exactly.
Everybody, and then I don't like the girls that like that don't shave and be like, oh, so you want a little girl or something like. They're trying to make it seem creepy because you want them to take, you know what I'm saying, to groom themselves. Like, there's nothing creepy about, oh, you want to look at a little girl's vagina. Like, nah, that's not the case. I just want you to be clean cut, fresh, you know what I'm saying? And I want
to Because how you take care of your body says a lot
like,
about
if
you.
If I'm going to eat that, I'm not going to dig through hair. I'm not going to parch up your fucking wig so I can eat some pussy. Like, nah, that's crazy. Your pussy will never get ate. It'll just be... Sex if I find a hole and that be it.
If
like,
I find a hole.
Yeah, that's extra padding. If you got mad hair, you take away like a half an inch of my penis too. So it's like you gotta keep that shit flat.
But that's why a lot of men don't like, you know, tongue kiss the cat is because of that, you know, preference.
That's
so you gotta think
true.
About that too. Like some of
them, don't
eat,
you
want to
nigga be eating, be smelling mad like Afro Sheen in his fucking nose and shit. Look at that shit, bro. You know what I mean? But like how you feel? Like, could you deal with a person like one of them Afrocentric chicks that just don't shave anything?
Like women.
No, I don't got no time for that.
No unfufus?
Nah.
That's it.
No,
I don't got no time for that.
As a woman, you should take pride. You should want to be like clean. Yeah.
Every car.
You said clean, smooth, but that's the reason why Emma Rose did it. It was like an empowerment thing, like showing her bush up. It was like
right. Me personally, like, I don't think it's fully bushed. I feel like it stops.
Yeah,
like where it's supposed
it
to
is.
Stop.
It
I feel
is.
Like her shit is bald.
Her shit is
trim. Now that her picture
her
broke the internet, trim. It's bald.
Like she got a barber that goes down there.
A barber went there and started at a certain time. You see. People got to understand, even if we all think we're different people, right? Mm-hmm. Let's look at life as cars. Some people know that they're a fucking Subaru. And then some people know their fucking Toyotas.
You get into this
analogy, and hold on one second.
Man, you got a lot of analogies, my nigga. You
chill out. This all day. Week. It's because of Tiny. Me and Tiny, we do this all day. So it's like some people know that they're different cars, from Subarus to Camrys to fucking Lexuses to Benzes. But you have to understand that every car needs maintenance. And a part of maintenance come grooming, come hygiene, come taking care of yourself, come looking good. And if you're not willing to do that stuff, then you're going to break down pretty soon. Even if not to yourself mentally, then to everyone else watching you. And that's what I mean when I say I don't got time for people trying to live a certain way and say, oh, I'm not going to do X, Y, and Z because it makes me more black or more this or more. No, it doesn't. Take care of yourself. You need to do maintenance. It's guaranteed.
You need to do maintenance on the car.
Every car need maintenance. Every 3,000 miles.
I gotta fucking come here with like some shit written down, because this nigga be always trying to show everybody up with these fucking half-ass analogies that just hit.
He's fixing it. I mean, life.
When I went to Harvard, you know what I mean? When I was at Harvard, I was there chilling, you know what I mean?
So at the end of the day, the agreeance is everybody's down for maintenance. Everybody's. Yes. Clean up, trim, no all natural.
I mean, I don't especially mind. Today you need to be trimming. It's too hot.
But for men, I say men is.
And you say for men, it's okay to be a caveman. It's okay to wolf.
It's a double. Yeah, it's a double standard.
It's not.
To me, in my opinion, it's a double standard because it's never okay for me to be pushing. Oh, she came out.
Yeah, because you.
But if he is, that's okay.
You saw say men is like a little funny for. Cleaning themselves up.
I apologize if I hurt your feelings.
You did.
I apologize.
You know, I'm half.
That's not a half ass. I ain't even gonna lie.
Yeah.
I mean, but you have different kind of men. You have men that are manly men that they don't want to do. They don't want to get their feet done. They want to be
right.
Too and gangster, too tough. Same drawers all week. You got men and like those, that. You know what I mean? And they think that's a man.
That same drawers all week. Now I ain't say nothing about that.
And they think that's a man. But then you have some men that you know that are fly, that are up to date, that are swag, that want to look good, you know what I mean? And that's a groomsman, you know what I mean? And we're not talking,
you know, not no
metrosexual. You understand? It's a nigga who just wants.
Yeah, he want to look
your
good.
Hands down, you get your feet done.
He want to be ready.
You know
if
why?
If a chick say, hey, I want to suck his. He want his shit to be ready. I don't want to go home and have to his shit ready already.
Nah, you
his
know
shit
why?
Look good.
Why? Because dudes back in the day, they didn't give a shit about that. But y'all wrapped up in this Instagram phenomenon, just like women.
It's
are.
Not Instagram.
Showing
like
dicks.
Perfection.
Look, Instagram ain't showing
know
dicks.
What it was?
We have
know
women.
I'm gonna tell you what it
we
was.
We have women, and we don't want all women to be fantasizing about no other motherfucker
facts.
But us. So we doing
yeah,
a push-ups.
First of all,
sit up.
I want my
we're
woman to be
triceps.
Comfortable, right? I want her to be comfortable when she go down and get, like suck this dick, go be comfortable, no, no smell, no nothing. And also, you watch a lot of porn.
So you're doing
up.
It for
them
her, not
cut,
you.
Yeah, them niggas cut their hair up all the time. Porno stars like made me cut my shit. I ain't gonna lie. Them niggas ain't got no hair. The good ones ain't got no hair. You cut your shit, and it adds an inch to your dick. All that bush takes away.
That has been a public sometimes, service announcement.
Sometimes 2 inches.
That's fellas, a PSA right there.
PSA, that's 2 inches.
Fellas, this is for philosophy. Trim your dick hairs. Huh? It's going to add an inch.
It adds an inch.
It adds an inch, I tell you. When you grab your face with no dick hair, you're going to be like, oh my God, my shit just grew. Because there's no hair there.
That's going to be my MCM quote.
You know what I'm saying? Cut the leaves and the tree shall grow.
Yes.
Philosophy.
Yes, that's
what's going on in the
You've just been baptized. July 9th. You've just been baptized.
Be there. Get your tickets right now.
July
baby.
9th. Well, you know, we at the end of our show. You know,
already?
Nah, wow. It's early.
Well, it is early. You want
to
talk
to them.
Let's
talk
a little
bit.
Let's talk to them. As the first two guests of, you know, being a part of Brown Hollywood family, that's a good question for y'all.
Why y'all?
Yeah, why do you feel like... Let me ask you, but why do you feel like you could be the fit for this crazy concoction? You know what I'm saying?
Well, just who I am and my opinions and my viewpoints, I think that I have a lot of different ideas that I can bring to the show, a lot of things that people haven't really thought about. A lot of my philosophies, my life philosophies.
Whoa,
and
she fucking up already. I'm a philosopher.
All right, you philosophy.
So,
my opinions. All right, but hold on. Before you write me out. All I'm saying is, I'm a very
thoughtful, insightful type of person. So a lot of what I believe in, I've thought about for a long time. So a lot of what we're talking about, I've thought about for a long time, and I have very strong ideas that I would love to share with the world. And I think your listeners would appreciate that.
Do you mind pulling your weave up? We want to see the back of your shit so we can understand what the fuck.
I don't mind.
Spin around, show the camera. I'm not. We try to get a full understanding of who you are.
So that's what I'm saying.
You know, I rock my natural hair, Blake. Whatever. Yes. That's what's up. I hate you.
Why do you feel like, you know, you'll be a dope addition to this?
One, because I'm dope. Second, I'm joking. Because I'm chill. Like, I have an opinion. I'm not afraid to say what I want to say and express it how I want to express it. To anybody. And I do this every week, so why not come in and kick it with y'all and do it?
That's what's up. And we read in the newspaper that you sell crack, so how long have you been doing that?
Since maybe like the 80s, you know.
Okay. You get a lot of money then. We found a new sponsor, y'all. Brad Holy
Water. We ain't got to come out of our pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Brad Holy Water.
Black, what up, man? You got anything else to say?
You know, we just want to ask certain questions. Shoot. Let's ask you, Lai. When you decided to wear this nice outfit, you decided to put on the nice
We All In Clothing.
Nah, I mean, shout out to Chris. I'm gonna need another flavor too, G. You sent me one flavor.
I just survived. That's my boy.
Yeah,
man.
Send me another flavor. I'm doing a lot of push-ups.
Builds up. We doing the thing.
So when you threw on the We All In with the hat, did you feel? With the shoes, with the little Vans. For some reason, Lai think those are cool.
I don't want to what.
Look at that.
I don't know. It was a kid's shoes.
Yeah, keep talking.
But yeah. For some reason, you thought those were cool. Nice. So my question to you is that
when you
threw this on, did you feel like you was like half Puerto Rican? Or did you feel like, I'm just getting fly because it's Sunday?
Sometimes I be feeling my Panamanian style, but I cut my hair. Y'all don't know. I cut my hair, get my waves back. So,
uh-oh,
you know,
seasick. Seasick out here.
The Panamanian side is gone. Going back to my nigga side, you know, I'm out here drinking 40s. Tupac coming on. Doug Passion, Alizé and Hennessy next week, June 16th. Y'all, you know I'm in there.
Gotcha.
Other date that matters than that is July 9th, Rooftop.
Right,
you
right. The
know.
Rooftop. Make sure you get
it's
your
lit.
Tickets.
It's
the link
sold
is
out,
in.
Man.
The link is in the comments right now. We want to also ask Lai. After I got my Rolex, you then went to Michael Kors and got what's on your wrist now.
This ain't no Michael Kors.
So when you went there, what is that? What is that?
Don't play
that's
with
a
me.
What?
A Nixon.
What?
Google it. Bitch.
President Nixon.
N-I-X-O-N.
Fuck you doing with that on. Man, you getting too much money to be doing that, my G. You got. I'm just saying, you got coordinate. Yeah, you got.
Stop pillow talking.
Yo, stop pillow talking. Is a
First
movement.
Of all, no.
Last, stop pillow talking is
that
a
was
movement,
gossiping.
Man.
Yeah,
what
he
was talking about.
Yeah. But listen,
talking
it's
about,
also
talking about money I ain't got. It's
stop
like
pillow
funny,
talking
man.
Is a movement. You understand? Because a lot of people trying to talk they chick away from fantasizing about certain dudes. You can't stop this. You know what I mean? Let her want some black success, whether she gonna get it or not. Let her fantasize. That's what she wanna do. You understand?
Right.
Stop pillow talking. You know what I mean? Trying to get her to feel away, feel negatively against me. You know what I mean? I'm doing my push-ups. You know what I mean? I drink organic orange juice, just so y'all know. All right? Shit is different on this side.
Listen.
My pH is up. You heard me?
Drinking
good water.
Fix your life.
Drinking good water. You heard?
Good water and pussy.
What's
ain't
up,
nigga? You grow, nigga. You 5'6", nigga. Fuck out of here.
Listen, some dude, who's in the car? What's his name? Christopher what?
Lou.
Christopher Lou, my dude. You're 5'2". Bro, I would beat fire out of you. Bro, you're a little kid to me, my dude. Pack you up, put you in a pocket,
wait,
walk you home.
All right, hold on. Give him one question before we go, since I gave him a question. They just explain why they think they could, you know what I'm saying, be a part of this madness, but real quick.
Both of you, explain to me, what do you guys mean by I'm a strong black sister. Just explain that in your own words. Because sometimes it's very confusing when people utilize that actual terminology. I feel like it's being used wrong. So I want to know, what do you mean when you use it, if you ever have? That you're a strong black sister. What does that mean?
I know my power and I know my place.
That's in the kitchen.
Damn. Some days it might be in the kitchen.
That's right,
that's
girl.
Just like
that's,
right. That's what a man wants. Like my father always told me, like, "Yo, you gotta, you a woman,
you
so you gotta."
That? That's right.
Get out. Oh my. Yes, and see, and that's some of these women probably they ain't have no male figure in their life. But yes, my father told me, like, "Look, you a woman, so you think you going out here being cute? that I come home and do cook, clean, take care of your brothers and sisters. So as a woman, you need to learn that role too.
And also the part B to that is also, are you willing or are you open to also going 50-50 on all the bills?
Of course. Why wouldn't you be? Like you said, didn't you say earlier that it's a partnership? Uh-oh. It's a business deal. You got to come to the table. It's like...
Cool.
I'm sorry.
Give me 1 second. I'll be right back to you. Free smoke. Sadie, it's on you. What are you talking about? You can skip right to the 50-50 on the bill.
I wasn't sure of that independent shit all the way up until that 50-50 shit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just be keeping real. On that whole 50-50 shit.
What you trying to pay?
Put it like this. My...
Your phone bill?
My guy makes PCS, if he makes significantly more than me, if he makes significantly more than me,
women make more than men now in these households.
Yeah, I'm not choosing that scenario though.
You couldn't be with a nigga that you made more money than.
I'm not about to lie.
Listen,
as a woman, as an independent woman, mm-hmm. and when I say independent, I'm not wrapped up in this whole, you know, I'm a strong black independent mm-hmm. woman. I'm independent in the fact of I take care of myself. I rely on myself. I'm self-absorbed. My life is about me. That doesn't take away from the fact that I would want a strong man to come into my life, to be in my life, and to... play his position. That doesn't mean because he makes more than me that I'm asking him at all for money.
Were you considering those that don't make more than you?
She said no.
Shut up, lah.
The fuck?
Okay, listen, I have a question now.
They get the benefit of the doubt as we're getting to know each other, but if I don't see ambition following, if I don't see actions following,
if you don't
ambition,
see his potential to possibly make more than you, then you lose interest.
Potential, I kind of push that to the side too.
So
listen,
your interest is salary-based.
My interest is not salary-based. However, when I'm getting to know someone, when I'm saying I'm going to let this person in so I can get to know him more, I'm very shallow for the beginning. I'm very shallow.
Whoa, wait. I gotta go. Okay, so if you're feeling somebody y'all together, whatever, yo, he's got money, everything. Y'all together, y'all get married, and something fucked up happened. He lose his job. It's over for the relationship.
No, I'm there for him. If we're married, listen.
Yeah, because like if you say that, like
no. I'm not contradicting myself at all because a person who is successful, has a good job, or has put himself into a position where he has power or whatnot, he has characteristics within himself that got him there. So if he lost it all, I know we can build him back up to that together. However, in the beginning, listen, this is why, look, chicks, don't get it twisted. Don't let these dudes make you feel like you're supposed to settle for Applebee's for a first date. That you're supposed to go to his house. That you're supposed to go to his house on the first date. Listen, don't stand for that. He's supposed to pick you up.
I want to bring us back. Basically, what you're saying is the guy that you're with right now makes significantly more than you. She said she's in a relationship. So the guy that you would make more than you, largely more than you, probably double. Okay, cool. So what you're saying is that if you two was under one roof, you don't believe in 50-50 on the bills because he make more than you. What if you made the same?
If we made the same, we would split things down the middle.
That's 50-50.
In a way. Yes. No. 50-50, I'm not paying half. You're paying the mortgage. You're paying the rent or the mortgage. Listen, I grew up in the house with my father. That's what he told me is supposed to happen. The utilities, the groceries, that's on the woman. The clothing, the household, that's on the woman. The rent, the mortgage, whatever situation we're living in, that's on you. The big, huge things, all of the other things that fall into line. And that's 50-50.
That's pretty much 50-50.
So basically what you're saying
but
is
I'm not paying the same amount.
Mortgage, mm-hmm. car How insurance is on him?
How you know that?
That's on him. Everything else is on me.
Utilities is a motherfucker. So y'all might be 50-50.
Listen, I'm not going into a relationship where, you know, we're so down, nitty gritty, picking, okay, 50% of this, 50. No, first of all, if we're married, all of our money is one anyway. It's going into the same account,
right? Let's say you're
right?
not married. Let's take marriage out of that.
Y'all roommates.
Y'all just dating.
We're just dating and we're living together.
He makes 80, you make 50.
He makes 80, I make 50. No, he's paying most of the bills. He's paying most of the bills and he has no problem with it. And he shouldn't have a problem with it.
And I'm in that relationship.
Listen, no, but that's the, no. A real man has no issue with that. Trust me. I can guarantee you a real man does not have an issue with that.
And a real woman should have an issue with making up her other 30 so that y'all can make 80-80.
Look, a real woman, whatever y'all have to do, no. Whatever you have to do, whatever agenda that you have in a relationship, whatever agenda we have, that's what we're going for. Those are the goals that we're going for together.
But in a relationship, those roles might change. Those things you first talked about might be something different.
We're going to cross that bridge when we get to it. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Nah, I'm showing him.
I'm just saying, like, if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody, you got to think about it. The good, the bad, the ugly. So if you're not in there 50-50, some men might be like, well, shit, I'm not fucking with you at all.
No, but time out. Is this the same man paying all the bills? Is the same man that you're not posting and not getting public affection?
Y'all getting too specific.
That can't be the same guy.
First of all, you're bringing up the past.
Now, I'm just saying. Right? We're not even in a relationship yet.
But like, once we're in a relationship, there are certain guidelines and certain things that you're going to like. I'm gonna like that. You're not gonna like that. I'm not gonna like, and that's an understanding and an agreement. But I'm talking about as far as if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're down to the nitty gritty, but we're gonna go half and half, or we're living together and all that. I believe in 50-50 because you never know. You're trying to build a family. You're trying to build togetherness. So it has to be a partnership. It can't be, oh, nah. You make more money, so you got that today, boo. I hear you both.
No, I'm sorry.
I hear you both, and I just want to close out by saying that, Boris, stay out there. No? Cool. So, oh, shit, we're going to keep going a little bit. So, I just want to say, like, sometimes you got to ask for what you come with. And I feel like too often, women in particular, let's not say in particular, but women so often say that they describe this fantastic thing that don't exist anymore, right? We're not talking about back in the day. We're not talking about our mom and dad. Okay. My mom is 65. I'm not talking about my mom and dad. Okay. When they grew up, it's a different time. My mom was a nurse and really didn't have to work all them extra hours. I understood it. My dad was a chef. I got it. I understood it. Mm-hmm. You understand? Right now, we in different times. Inflation is a motherfucker. They want $1,300 for a fly studio in a nice neighborhood. So inflation is a motherfucker. So right now, why are we not looking for our equal? Why we gotta look for somebody doing that much better to where majority of the bills is on him? Why can't we say, hey, I only make 40. I'm looking for somebody that make 40. Hopefully we get a nice little spot and build it up to where we both could start making more.
Salary isn't on my mindset. When I'm thinking about it, it sounded like it. Listen, because for so long, women have been given this mentality where we feel like we have to sacrifice to get the man, or we have to accept so little.
But what are you sacrificing? You on the same level. What are you sacrificing? You're on the same level, making the same amount of money, paying the same taxes. What I'm talking about is
sacrificing with you just meet somebody. Oh, he can't take me out. He doesn't have it. Da da da. And accepting that, or accepting.
So because the dude could take you out, that make him the better man? That's not true.
That's not what I'm saying. No, he might be an asshole, but I'm going to find out on the date.
The dude that can't take you out may be the dude that love you the right way. And that's what I'm saying.
He needs to even be thinking about dating.
Listen, women are so open to being abused in many different ways because of that one reason.
Number one, the huge problem within relationships doesn't even have anything to do with that. The biggest problem within relationships has to do with identity and being and remaining who you are.
But you don't even get to that point in a relationship
I'm not saying being worried about that, but I'm saying when you look for the right things, when you as a woman, when you are looking and you're dating and you're accepting a man's phone number, or you're accepting time, spending time with him for the right reasons, you're going to go into a direction where we don't even have to talk about 50-50.
Well, let's break it down. If you're accepting a date from somebody, that's the interview process. You need to sit there and talk about it, like, you know, what's coming to the table. Mm-hmm. If you feel it's not equal, or if somebody's not coming to the table with equal or more, or trying to build towards more, then we ain't going on a second date.
But if they're equal, there's no judgment zone.
There's no judgment.
They're equal.
Because, like,
what
does
equal,
like,
mean? I don't
mean like, okay, if you make it 50,000, he make it 50,000.
You're equal.
That doesn't, that, now that sounds petty to me.
Why does that sound petty? That sounds like we're trying to build to the next
level.
That
sounds even more petty to me than someone who really has their mind set on, I'm going to date someone who makes 50,000 more
how
than
long,
me.
How long have
that
you been
dating?
That
sounds petty.
Time out. How long have you been dating?
Over 6 months.
No. How long have you been dating within your life?
A long ass time. I was single for 4 years. And cool. I was single by choice because I was very picky.
That's what's up. That's what every woman say is by choice. So
okay.
What I'm
all
saying
right,
is
but
this.
No, I mean, but that, not
that's
for
the truth.
Real, but okay.
That's the truth. Most women say it's by choice.
Most women, but not me. I can't
okay,
speak for them.
Okay, cool. But what I'm saying is this.
All right.
When you say this by choice stuff, when you say this by choice stuff, you got to think of it like this. Like, yo, like, it's not really. You really wanted to be with somebody, and somebody just ain't meet the
no,
criteria.
No, Black. You and I have been friends. We're friends, and you already know me.
We've had this conversation, so you already know. Ding, 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 all ding, ding.
Ref.
It's over, y'all. All right? Give y'all shout-outs. And that's it.
We had to go off a little bit.
Y'all went off on a tangent. Guys,
sorry,
go.
I'm
no,
so
give
sorry.
You shout outs.
But thank you guys for having me today. Again, my name is Sadia Bunch. You can check me out, S-A-D-I-Y-A, SadiaBunchEnt.com. You can check me out on Instagram, Sadia_Bunch. Just shout out to my homies listening right now. I hope y'all are tuned in like I told y'all to be. It's not cool. That's what's up. Shout out to Facebook listening.
What's up.
It is. Fuck them.
Shout out to Brown Holy Water for having me.
Hello.
Catch me on Instagram, ChrissyB_Styles. Shout out to Superstar J, The Union, and Haran, H2O Music Group. Thank you.
I'm Handsome Live. I'm Handsome 15 Instagram. My last question was to y'all, like, do y'all have y'all tickets July 9th?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, you don't.
Goodbye.
You ain't on the list.
We know niggas on the list or not.
Damn, you gonna lie live? If you gonna lie on live?
You just gonna expose me. I was gonna get it today.
You done told half the bill.
You should've got your ticket already. Fuck out of here.
You on the list.
Anywho, listen, get your
ticket. That's why you ain't much on them butt shots.
That ain't 50-50.
Anywho, get your
you don't wanna pay 50-50.
July 9th, rooftop.
Bring him in to
our party, all right?
Bring your man.
Mike, take us out.
Yo, listen, follow us on iTunes, please. Everybody, Brown Holy Water Podcast on iTunes. Get there. Follow us. Fuck with us on there. Follow us on YouTube. /Brown Holy Water Podcast. July 9th. Y'all already know what it is. Get your ticket. I'm going to throw the link in the fucking comments one more time. She got the buck shots. She
I
was
hate
cool
you.
And down to earth. My man lies here. He got a fucking Easter Sunday outfit on. But we don't give a fuck. We all in this in the ball.
Puerto Rican Day Parade
Cody
outfit.
Allen, Black Success. Y'all know what it is. Boris, get us out of here. I'm doing push-ups, motherfucker.
Get
fuck wrong with y'all. I beat your brother up. Beat your uncle up. Beat your pops up. Put your boyfriend in the headlock. It's the fuck I do. Y'all already know what it is. Let's get it.
Goodbye.
Ready? Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Matter. Yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Matter. Yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready?